thank the Lord for being here today. I feel like if it wasn't for the Lord, if it wasn't for God, if God didn't come on the scene, I wouldn't be here, Brother Ed. we're serving a mighty God. A mighty God. I can say that. You know, I've trusted the Lord. I got saved in 1961. How long has that been?
65,
and the Lord has never failed me. Isn't that a wonderful thing? He never has failed me. He's always been with us. And I appreciate that so much. You know, when I got saved, the Lord really delivered me from sin. Really delivered me from sin. And before I got saved, I trusted in doctors to help me out. But you know, now I depend upon the Holy Spirit to help me out in all my affliction. And God has never failed me. Never has. And see, can this go up a little bit? Or am I doing all right, or hearing all right? But I want to read a scripture. This is not my text, but I want to read a scripture seemed like the Lord has given us, and I think someone has mentioned it here in the services before. It was Jeremiah the 17th chapter, 17th chapter of Jeremiah, and I want to read a scripture here. You know, ever since I've been saved, I've trusted God. There was times that we knew a nurse, and my wife wanted me to, you know, her to come in and check me out, but I refused. My trust and my confidence is in God. I haven't taken no kind of medicine. Haven't went to the doctor since I've been saved. Now before, I would go to the doctor because I trusted in them. But when I got saved, I trusted in Jesus. And He has never failed me, Brother Leslie. Never fail me. But now this is the Lord. This is the Lord talking to us, you and I. It's not Gordon Humphrey, but it's the Lord. It said, Thus saith the Lord, this is the fifth verse of the 17th chapter of Jeremiah. Thus saith the Lord, it says, cursed be the man that trusteth in man. Now, you know, that's a pretty strong scripture. And maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. Now, this is God talking to us, you and I. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good come, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in the salt land, and not inhabit it. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Do we have a hope in God? You know, my hope is in God. And it said here, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought. Neither shall cease from yielding fruit. I felt like reading that scripture. I desire your prayers this morning, because I feel like I have a burden up on our hearts today. You know, I love the truth. The truth set me free, and I appreciate the love of God, and I appreciate how the Lord has helped us in many, many ways. But may the Lord help us today and open up our hearts today and really get a hold of what God really wants me, us to. Well, I know he wants us to live a holy life. And, but you know, there is hindrances that's in the world today. A lot of hindrances, in the world. So I pray today, I pray the Lord to help us to not to be deceived. You know, the scripture does say, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, whatever comes from the heart, that's what we're going to obey. So I pray today, I pray the Lord to help us. And here Jesus, Jesus is talking to us. And he said, and Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the fourth verse, 24th chapter of Matthew, and the fourth verse, Jesus said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. It says no man. That's the man on, you know, Any man can deceive us. That's right. And it said, "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." I pray today that none of us here will be deceived. We can be, but we need to, I thought about the scripture says, watch. You know, that's a wonderful thing for us to watch our lives. And in there, scripture says something about how we hear.
Take heed how you hear.
What you hear. I thought about this so much. How do we hear? This is something that really should do take heed to us, because every one of us, if we're not watchful and prayerful and careful, can be deceived. But the Lord don't want us to be deceived. He said, "Be not deceived." So may the Lord help us today and bless us. It said, "Take heed that no man deceive you." Now I'd like to turn to 2 John. Lord, help us today. 2 John, the seventh and eighth verses. You bear with us. It said here, "For many deceivers are entering into the world." And it's true. It's true. There's so many people that's coming in, from outsiders. It said, "Many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh." Jesus Christ came in the flesh. He died on the cross of Calvary that you and I can be delivered from sin. You know, sin, if we're delivered from sin, and if we've got, if we have the Holy Spirit to purge out the carnal nature, well, we're pure just like Jesus. But it says they come in the flesh. This is a deceiver. This is a deceiver. This is what the Bible says. And an antichrist. Not Christ, but pretending to be Christ. Lord, help us today. We need to, it says, look to yourselves. You know, I've been saved a long time. But you know, every once in a while, I'll look inside of me and see, Lord, is there anything in my life that will hinder me from going to heaven? Anything. Show me, reveal. You know, the Lord's able to do it. And if we've got the Holy Spirit, He will reveal and open up things to us to where we can really see ourselves as He sees us. You know, a lot of people, I thought about a lot of people, you know, they friendly and all. But right behind them is something a little different. This is why we need to be careful and cautious. Because it says, look to ourselves that we lose not the things which we have of. If we got genuine salvation, we don't want to lose it. We want it to continue on. It says, those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. I thank the Lord for that, and I appreciate that. I like to turn to Jude, the third verse of Jude. It says, beloved, that's you and I. If we're saved, we're beloved. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. Contend. Oh, may God help us today. We need to, isn't there scripture said, examine yourselves? You know, every once in a while we ought to try to examine ourselves and see where we stand before God. You know, we're going to have to answer to God. We're not going to have to answer to man or groups or organizations. But we're going to have to answer to God for the things that we are doing here. You know, Jesus said, ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. You know, we don't want this plan of salvation be hidden. We want to show the world. The world is human. So we're going to have something within us that will shine out that the people can see what we have. You know? Lord, help us today. that we earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. Lord, help us today. I want to make it to heaven. And it may not be too long. But I'm trying and looking within myself and being honest with myself to see if there's anything. You know, I've been a praying, and Lord, if there's anything in there, reveal it to me, show me. And I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the Lord to help us out. And I want to turn to 2 Corinthians. Lord, help us today. 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. See, the 11th chapter and the 12th, but where is that? Brother Ed probably might know what I was talking about. How the devil fourteenth verse. Oh, yes. It says, and no marvel. Now listen to what this says now. And no marvel, for Satan himself. You know, that's sad, isn't it? For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Oh, Lord, help us today. Help us today. The devil is changing his tactics, I should say, and being nice, so to speak. Why he's doing it is because that he don't want you and I to go to heaven. That's right. His tactic is sly. It's cunning. It's deceiving. And it will cause us to lose our own soul. You know, as the scripture says, where the worm, how's that going now?
Fire is not quenched
in
the worm. Pardon? Fire is not quenched
and
the worm dieth not.
No, that wasn't it, but I think it's in Psalms about Satan. He was talking about Satan, but Lord help us today. But we really pardon? I didn't sort of get that. Well, that's one, but this is not. Brother Leslie, where is that scripture about? It's in Psalms about the devil. But I don't know. But But you know, the enemy is out to deceive. Before I leave the 11th chapter of 2 Corinthians, I want to read the 13th verse. It says, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostle of Christ." Lord, help us today. I appreciate the Lord and appreciate His blessings. I want to turn to Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Lord, help us today. Fourth chapter of Ephesians, and the 14th verse. Fourth chapter of Ephesians, the 14th verse. "That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro." You know, there's lots of people is being tossed to and fro. It says, "Be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive." And, you know, we live at No Water, and we go to Owasso sometimes. From No Water to Owasso, it's not very far. We saw four or five different church buildings. I don't know, they call them different names, you know, and all that. And people is accepting that. Brother, today we need, you know, the scripture says, "Ye shall know the truth." Thank the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? And the truth will set you free. The truth is going to deliver us from sin. We don't sin, you know. I talked to an individual not too long ago. And I was telling her about hell, and she didn't believe in hell. Isn't that sad? Oh, she said, "God won't send nobody to hell." Well, that's right, but we ourselves will send our own soul to hell by disobeying and not believing. That's right. And there is a hell. These people, I think they think the grave was hell. But you know, if the grave was hell, that's mild. That's right. This is hell is real, and it's a burning fire. People don't really realize, and people don't really understand all of this, but I'm going to say today, if we're not saved or we're not where God wants us to be, we can be deceived and we can be lost in the devil's hell. That's sad. Really, that is sad. But you know, may the Lord stir our hearts today. And help us. Oh, Lord, help us. It says that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, but carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But it says, but speaking the truth. Brother, we need to preach the truth. It says, speaking the truth in love. We've got to have that tenderness and that love for souls. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head of Christ. I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate the blessings of the Lord. I want to turn now to 2 Timothy. Lord, help us today. The third chapter. And the 13th verse. But evil men. Now listen to what this says. Evil men. And seducers. You know, the enemy wants us to be seduced. That's right. It says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou have learned. You know, this is the thing. We need to not to give down on any point. But it said, which thou hast learned and hast been assured of knowing of whom thou hast learned them. You know, oh Lord, help us today. You know, I've suffered with this fall. Lord's been talking to me. The Lord's been showing some things to me. Appreciate it. I want to go to heaven, Brother Leslie. I want to go to heaven real bad. I'm examining myself. You know, this fall that I had is stirring my son. I appreciate it. He never was stirred before. But he's stirred. He's thinking. Never had done that before. He worried about me because Because I guess he loves her.
I love him.
When John was little, he was quite a little boy. And you know, he sort of loved the Lord, you know, in his way when he was small, you know. And then he wanted to go to heaven, but it seemed like he got at first he got in adultery, and now he's his wife has passed on. He's not in adultery, and I feel like that you know, he's sort of clear, but he needs to repent and ask the Lord to help him. And I believe in a way that he's sort of thinking that way. I'm a hoping. He's thinking all right. I know that for a fact. But I want him to think the right way, so he can really get a hold of God and get a real experience of salvation. John's a good boy, not because he's mine, but he, you know, when he was little, why, he seemed like he loved the Lord, you know, in his own way. But the old enemy, you know, I thought about that. You know, we can be saved, but the devil's going to work on us. He's going to work. He's got, I'd say that he's got all the tricks. And he knows what he's doing. I'm not preaching for the devil, but isn't that right, Brother Ed? The devil knows what he's doing, doesn't he? And he can deceive us. That's a sad thing about it. He can deceive us, and maybe we don't really realize or understand. Lord, help us today. That we will look into our hearts. You know, I read that scripture about that, but that other verse next to it, it's talking about, see, how would that go? I'm going to go back here. Jeremiah 17. Oh, yes. It said, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. Let God search our hearts. I try the reins, even the degree of every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. The heart. You know, I've watched little children. They're clear to a certain extent, to a certain, you know. I don't know. I can't put an age on it, but you know, they're really, in a way, they're sort of slick in a way. I watch my boy John, and he does things that really I marvel myself. But may the Lord stir our hearts today, and may the Lord help us today to really look into our lives. And it pays us to do this, because we're going to have to meet God. And God is going to have to make the decision. You know, where are we going, or what things is going to happen. But may the Lord help us today, and bless us today that we will. There's evil men and seducers will try to seduce and try to get you deceived. But I want to turn to Galatians, the sixth chapter of Galatians. Lord, help us today. It's wonderful to really serve the Lord and do the things that is in His sight. It says in Galatians, the sixth chapter, and we're going to have to start at the seventh verse. It says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life." Lord, help us today. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. You know, it's another thing too. It's another thought. Fainting. We don't want to faint. We want to examine ourselves. I want to turn to 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. Verse 10 and first says, "No, moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses into the cloud and into the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many, now listen to what this says here, but with many of them God was not well pleased. How does God look upon us? Is he pleased with us? Lord, help us. God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. You know, we can be overthrown. That's right. Now, these things were our examples, that to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted, neither be ye adulterers as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up and to play. Neither let us commit fornication, for some of them committed and fell in one day 23,000. That's a lot of people, isn't it? Lord, help us today. Neither let us tempt Christ. You know, I want to ask a question. I don't know if you can answer it or not, but how do we tempt Christ? Brother, Brother Ed?
In the proper sense, he can't be tempted like we are, but the word should probably be translated provoke or make him resist us.
But it says, neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of the tempter. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happen unto them for examples. Types, I guess. And they were written for our admonition, upon whom the end of the world are come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he stand take heed lest he fall. I pray today, you that know the prayer, worth of prayers, pray for me. I want to make it to heaven.
Amen.
I don't want to be deceived. So I pray the Lord to help us out today. Amen.